gets in as she's rolling. We can do two things at one time.
Robin Ventura works for DelDOT, and she's keeping the line moving while a volunteer loads up cars. There's vehicles as far as one can see at the sprawling mall near Newark. People arrived at 7 a.m. for the 11 o'clock event, so it opened 2 hours early. Tony Newman of Newcastle was in the drive-thru procession. She stopped at each food station to get items such as milk, liquid eggs, dried fruit, chicken and ham, oranges and apples, placed in her trunk.
We have food, but you know your food runs out and it's so limited in the grocery stores at what you can get that I don't know what we're going to do. You can buy one pack of chicken. It's really hard.
The National Guard was joined by dozens of volunteers. One was Peggy Barker, who ran a cornflake station. She heard about the giveaway at church.
I'm overwhelmed by it, the need. I just can't believe it. So many people need food.
Another was State Auditor Kathy McGinnis.
I'm auditing the cheese.
The food bank brought enough for 2,500 families and will hold similar events Wednesday in Dover and Friday in Georgetown. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.